Welcome to In Moderation,
the show where we give you a moderate dose of info, sarcasm, and we already know we're not approved.
Welcome to episode 4. 1 week delayed because Liam decided to have a child.
I decided this a long time ago, but apparently it takes a while for it to fully come to fruition. And if you hear any little squeaks or... You probably hear that right now. Yep. Sleeping. Yep. She's sleeping mostly right next to me. So we shall see how this goes.
Just what we needed, a small Liam in the world.
I think that's what everyone needs. Let's get as many Liams as possible.
The Liam clone army.
Oh, gosh. Okay. What are we talking about this week?
This week, we're going to talk about calories.
Oh, I guess I should get rid of my notes on the mating rituals of red pandas. This is awkward.
Yeah, that's a further episode in. Spoiler alert, that's coming up in about... we planned that for 2 months. Come on.
The mating rituals of red pandas. This is going to be such a long episode. It's going to take hours is the problem.
Oh, I know. There's so much detail to go into.
All right, so if we're going to be talking about calories, it's probably a good idea that we define what is a calorie, Rob?
Probably, especially since a lot of people seem to get it wrong.
If you're on TikTok.
Yep. But a calorie is a unit of measurement of energy. And so one calorie is the amount of energy required to heat a certain amount of water 1 degrees Celsius. Now, the amount of water is 1 kilogram of water if you're talking about a kilocalorie, and 1 gram of water if you're talking about a gram calorie.
I remember when I got some British food and it said kilocalories on the back, I was like, oh, is their stuff measured differently? Is they have different type of calories than we do in America? American calories, that's why we're so fat.
There you go, yep. And just to specify here, what North America calls a calorie is a kilocalorie.
It's the same thing. We just say calorie. Make it easier.
And since we're talking about energy, we should also briefly talk about what metabolism is, since that's how we utilize that energy.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely heard metabolism because I was watching TikTok, and apparently mine is broken, and I need to buy this guy's plan in order to, I think, reset it. That sounds right. Right, Rob? Something like that?
Something like that. You got to fix it with, you know, a couple bandages here and there. And...
Right. No, you got to fix it, then you kickstart it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Like it's a soccer ball. And yes, I say soccer. We're in America. Boom. Not football. Get footy? Here. Footy. It is a soccer ball, damn it.
So metabolism is the chemical process by which we break down the food and energy that we've took in order to actually use it.
Now, obviously, we use energy in the form of calories to do things, to move our muscles, jump up and down, and all that good stuff. And that's normally what people think
jump
of as...
Jump up, jump up, and get down.
Mm-hmm, we think of that first, but most, about like 70% of the calories you spend goes towards your basal metabolic rate, which I like the way Lane Norton describes as keeping the lights on, basically just you surviving. If you were to just lie there completely still in bed and do nothing but stay alive, keeping your organs functioning, your body warm, all of those good things. That's about 70%. So a good majority of all the energy you burn just goes towards that.
That includes things like keeping your heart running, keeping you breathing, keeping your brain moving.
Keeping your brain moving. You have to keep your brain moving to keep your mouth moving. Now, to keep my mouth moving furthermore, it's funny because the designated exercise makes up about the smallest percent. Something, what is it, Rob? Like 5% of your total daily energy expenditure, TDEE, I think that might be a little bit easier to say, is designated exercise.
Yeah, it does not take up a lot. And of course, it's going to vary based on how much time you spend at the gym, but most of us spend maybe an hour at the gym. that doesn't add up to a lot of energy burned.
Yeah. It's going to vary a little bit if you're an Olympic athlete or a couch potato, all that good stuff. But it does make up a very small percentage. What makes up even more, what, 10% is the thermic effect of food, which is just the energy it takes to break down the food you eat, which I always found that really fascinating. And you know, it's interesting that protein takes up the largest, is the hardest to break down. So what is it, 30% of the energy from protein is utilized just in breaking it down because it's bound up in long chains of amino acids. So that's one of the reasons people say when you're trying to lose weight, add some protein to your diet.
But yeah, even your stomach requires energy to break down the food that you ate.
Right. And so it's funny, like fats are the easiest to break down. And then carbohydrates take up what? Like, because fats is like 1 or 2%. Like, it's so easy for your body to take dietary fats and then store that as fat. So I always found it interesting with like ketogenic diet. They're like, eat fats. And I'm like, you know, fats are very calorie dense and it's very easy for your body to break them down. Whereas even carbs take like 5 to 10% of the energy from carbs. Yep. Just a little fussy. 5 to 10% just to break it down. So, you know, I always found that interesting.
Well, carbs also have that huge variety to them. And we're going to get into that more into a further episode.
Yeah.
But carbs have, you know, you've got your fibers, which are carbohydrates, right. And you've got your monosaccharides, which are quick digesting carbohydrates. So right. They've got a wide spectrum there.
So yeah, even just, you know, we're talking about thermodynamic, thermic effect of food is higher than that, but also higher than designated exercises, your NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Basically all the moving you do that isn't designated exercise. Like I talk with my hands a lot and I make a lot of weird faces in videos.
Yes,
that
he does.
All would contribute to my NEAT. And that is why I stay so lean. It's just not, it might be part of it is I'm very jumpy, inflatable arm, inflating tube man type thing, you know, that sort of stuff.
Stuff like standing at your desk instead of sitting is going to increase your NEAT. Things like if you are watching a sports game and you are actively cheering your team on, flailing your arms around as opposed to just sitting there, that is increasing your NEAT.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're trying to, you know, lose weight, designated exercise plays a part. Like I always tell people, I say, it plays a part, but it just
don't just count
on it. You can't, what do they say? You can't exercise out exercise a bad diet. That is such good advice. Like when you start working with someone, I think it's one of the first things you need to tell them. You cannot out exercise a bad diet.
One of the biggest things you can do that you have control over is simply just try to be more active in life in general. Not specifically exercise, mm-hmm. but get up more, move more, cook instead of order out, things like that.
Just walking more. Like walking is just one of the best forms. I mean, you can just, because you can do it for so long. Like, yeah, it doesn't burn a ton of calories, but you really can. You know, I love Mullah Gaines on TikTok or whatever. He's always talking about going for walks. I'm like, yes, I love that because, you know, you go and you have 10 minutes on like an elliptical. Some people are exhausted. I'm like, you walk for an hour listening to your favorite podcast and you're like, I don't even feel like I did anything, but it was easy.
So we wanted to make sure you understand metabolism because everything we just described there was your calories out. When we talk about calories in, calories out, metabolism is the calories out. That is the energy you are utilizing to do things, to keep your body running, to move, to exercise, all these things.
So now that we've wrapped up a little bit on the calories out portion, there's another half to that, and that would be calories in.
Calories in are, of course, the food that is, this is very important, absorbed by your body, not necessarily the food you put in your mouth.
Exactly. What's on the label, what's on that label in the grocery store will be different. And it'll be different from person to person, which is what, it's just fascinating, right? Because, I mean, you can get somebody, yeah, who just depending on their gut microbiome and all sorts of different factors, one person might absorb more calories than the next person. A good example of these things are like corn, because, you know, you've eaten, everybody's eating corn, and you look at the toilet the next day, and you're like, you can definitely tell. Almonds, another one. Yeah, like we absorb like, what, 70% of the calories we get from almonds. But if you make almond butter, you would absorb more calories from the almond butter than you would the almonds, which I find all of that just so cool.
Talking about corn, by the way, remember people, poop is the stuff you didn't absorb, plus dead cells and stuff like that. So if you see it in your toilet, you didn't absorb it.
Exactly. And speaking of poop, now, here's the thing. I thought it was very interesting. I was looking into it, and how they determined how many calories are in food was basically they would burn the food. They would burn the food in a little device and see how much energy was in the food by how much it heated up water, essentially, right? And then they had people eat it, and then they would like burn their poop afterwards to find out, you know, how much energy was left over, like in the poop.
I mean, that's one way to do it.
It was really interesting. I don't know the whole story. I would have to do a bunch of research. That could be like an entire episode just doing that. But just know they were burning poop, and it probably smelled terrible. And it's really interesting, but also very funny.
Yeah, and the reason that actually works is because of the law of thermodynamics, which is that energy always needs to be equated. If one calorie is in, we can't make energy. Energy can't disappear. One calorie always has to equal one calorie.
Exactly.
And so if you eat 100 calories, if 70 of that got absorbed by you, that the other 30 has to go somewhere. It can't just disappear.
Exactly. There's like all these like miraculous like weight loss things. Like there was that stuff that you would put on your food. You remember that would make you malabsorb fat? Like it was just, you'd sprinkle it on your food and you wouldn't absorb the fats in it. And then you'd have all these like fatty poops. But like there's the calories. They were in your, you didn't absorb them. Yep. You know, so would it work? Yeah, it'll work. But it's not something I would recommend.
I wouldn't want
I just
to
want to keep talking about poop.
That.
I really just want to keep talking about poop. Like, can we make the rest of the episode only about poop?
The rest of the
poop?
Episode is now, this is now the poop episode.
This is now, forget calories. This is
hey,
just
Oakley,
the poop episode.
Hey, Oakley, you want in on this?
She probably already has. She probably already has and delved and whatever into the poop. And then next week, we will talk about the mating habits of red pandas.
Sounds like a plan.
Different podcast. Change the name.
Okay, so getting back on track. When we are counting our calories, that means that there's actually a lot of variance going on there based on your body, based on your absorbability, based on stuff like that, which means that when you're trying to determine your caloric maintenance and stuff like that, it can be kind of hard.
Oh, it can be incredibly difficult. Even people who are like experts on it still, you know, it's tough. So you're at square one, right? You want to know how many calories I need. So there's...
I want to know how many calories I need. Never mind you.
Yeah, I think I need a lot. Like, I don't know what it is. With all the neat, I need it up, so I need a lot. Now...
You do need it up.
I need the crap out of it. Talking about poop. So I think that the couple ways you can really go about it, you can do the online calculators. You put in your age, your weight, blah, 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 height, all that stuff. And it'll spit out a number. And
it'll be a very generic formula.
Like, it's so... It could give you a starting point, but it's not going to be super accurate. What I like to do instead, I tell people, just keep track of everything you eat for, I don't know, 3 days, 7 days. Like, I don't track calories, but, like, I think it's good at the beginning.
I think it's worth doing it for a short amount of time to understand what you're intaking.
You'll find out that, and you'll also find out a lot of things like, wow, I didn't know Spam or peanut butter had so many calories or whatever it is, like those sorts of things, which is always good to know.
You don't need to track forever, but do it for a short amount of time just to understand these things.
Just to give you a general idea. And so track everything and then, you know, put it into MyFitnessPal, you know, whatever, macro. There's lots of different...
My app.
Your Rob's app, shameless plug, hashtag.
Shameless plug.
You put it into one of those and then, you know, don't change the way you're eating during those times. Eat just normally. If you eat like a whole DiGiorno pizza, like by yourself, and just do that, like don't change anything. And then you will get a general idea of like how many that's probably around your maintenance calories, the average of that. And that'll at least give you something decent to start with.
Because unless you are drastically gaining weight, you know, you're probably sitting around your maintenance close enough.
Yeah, it's going to be we're looking for close stuff. Don't do it when you're on vacation. Like, don't do it when you're going out to see the family during Thanksgiving. Oh, the 3 days I tracked were December 25th. Like, what are you doing on Christmas? What are you talking about? It's just like your normal daily life, you know, just things you normally eat. That will get you, again, close enough.
And so from there, based on your goals, you can end up doing a deficit or a surplus simply by adding or subtracting calories from there.
Exactly. And people always ask, like, how much it's, you know, how much to go into a surplus, how much to go into a deficit. It really is up to you. But generally, for most people, they'll say something like 300 to 500 calories. If you go lower than that, like, you don't know exactly, because tracking, like, you know, figuring things out is tough enough as it is. So if you're only like, I'm going to go into a surplus by 100 calories, 100-calorie surplus would be just hard to, you know, keep track of, right?
Yeah. And in addition to that, don't do a super crazy deficit or surplus, because if you're going into a super surplus, you're going to just put on a lot of fat. If you're going into a crazy deficit, then you may be missing out on nutrients and stuff that your body actually needs.
And you'll just feel like shit. Like, if you're like a bodybuilder, like, we're not talking to you, okay? We know, Chad, that you're awesome and you can go into a 1,000-calorie deficit and be fine. Like, great, awesome, dude. You're doing amazing, okay? Man, I hope there's someone named Chad that's a bodybuilder that listens to us. That would be awesome.
But sup, Chad?
What's up? But for everybody else, you know, 300 to 500 calories, you know, somewhere around there, you'll be doing great, because there's 3,500 calories ish in a pound. So if you took away 500 calories a day, roughly over the course of a week, you'd lose about a pound of
a
fat.
Pound. Yep.
About, because everyone's different, things are going to change, but somewhere around
there. And by the way, if you go into too big of a deficit, you don't go into starvation mode. That is not a thing.
Yeah, because if you do that, you'll shatter your metabolism into 1,000 little pieces, and you'll have to pay so many people online. It's going to cost so much money for them to put it all back together.
Every time somebody talks about broken metabolism, they always bring up the Biggest Loser study.
Yes, the people that were into extreme deficits lost a ton of weight, and then afterwards they were eating negative calories and gaining weight or whatever it was.
So basically, yeah, the people from The Biggest Loser were followed around, and after the show, they found that these people were eating less calories while either maintaining their weight or they gained a little bit back. They never gained all of the weight back. That's a very important point. A lot of people say they gained all their weight back. They did not. They gained some of the weight back. But of course, they were doing less extreme exercise. And people always say they broke their metabolism. But there was no association of how much they were eating with their weight gain or anything like that. There was actually association with how much they were eating and the amount of exercise they were doing. Basically, the more exercise they were doing, the less energy their body needed overall, which essentially translates to the more exercise they were doing, the more efficient their body was at living.
Yeah, because not to get into it too much, but they've done studies on like hunter-gatherer tribes that take close to like 20,000 steps a day. They're, you know, moving all the time. And when they equate for weight and size, they burned about the same number of calories as we do. So, you know, like, and that's, yeah, and people see that and they go, okay, so exercise doesn't burn calories. It's like, no, you become more efficient. Like, if you train, like, I will burn fewer calories doing running on the treadmill than someone who is very out of shape. They will burn more calories than me because they are not as efficient.
And so it kind of sucks that you burn less calories as you get better at exercise, but at the same time, you're becoming better at living.
Yeah. Oh, no, that sounds terrible. Like, you're improving your heart. You're improving that. You're improving everything else, basically. Mental health. Like, we've talked about it before. Exercise is amazing. We're just saying, in terms of weight loss, it is not great.
As you lose weight, you are going to burn less calories because you are a smaller body. You literally have less weight to move around. And as you exercise, you're also going to burn less calories because you're getting better at it.
Exactly. An elephant is going to require a lot more calories than I am. They're just a lot bigger. And then a smaller elephant will require fewer calories. So as you lose weight, you will require fewer calories. But, you know, that is something you really don't have to sink your teeth into. Just keep it simple.
But, you know, Liam, you know what the best way of burning calories is?
Weighing your poops every morning?
I mean, I was just going to say pooping.
Oh, just pooping. I was going to go further and say, like, you kind of have to weigh them out, maybe burn them to see what kind of energy you get out of them. Depends how much corn you've eaten.
That's a good point.
How much corn and almonds have you been eating recently? Oh my God, a lot. You only
the
surviving.
More you eat that goes through your body, the more you're going to fuel that poop.
It only makes sense to end this episode with how we started. Poop, and I want to bring up the pandas thing again just because I did that at the beginning as
Poop and
as
pandas.
Well.
Okay, everybody, look forward to more Poop and Pandas coming to you next week.
At some point, I'm sure.
Hey, wasn't that a great time? Listen to the podcast. You were just, I'm assuming you knew or you were just listening to in moderation. So if you go ahead and hit the five-star button, is that a thing? The like button?
That's a thing.
No. Yep. The like button five on YouTube. Stars. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button. Not the dislike button. That's a bad button. The
bad
like button. Bad
don't touch.
Hit all, don't so touchy. Hit all the other buttons. The share.
The
you can go check out
all those things.
Subscribe. Go check out our Patreon. Yeah. We do have a Patreon. It's free to join if you want, or you could give us some money. That'd be really cool. Like $1 or $2. It doesn't matter. Whatever you have. That's
super, where you'll find all the news for this.
We're super appreciative. You can find all sorts of other stuff there. We do giveaways. I think sometimes. You know.
Sometimes.
All that. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, peace.